From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Egypt's military is calling for an end to the anti-government demonstrations that have been taking place there over the past week, a military spokesman saying the demands of the protesters are now known. The country's government-run television says a nighttime curfew is being eased. Egypt's embattled president, Hosni Mubarak, has said he will step down in September. But President Obama is saying an orderly transition must begin now.
The process must include a broad spectrum of Egyptian voices and opposition parties. It should lead to elections that are free and fair. And it should result in a government that's not only grounded in democratic principles, but is also responsive to the aspirations of the Egyptian people.
The president speaking after a 30-minute phone conversation with Mubarak. Protesters have been calling for Mubarak to step down by the end of this week. The massive winter storm that's raking across the nation's heartland has been paralyzing travel, knocking out electricity, and forcing the closure of schools and businesses. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports areas from Oklahoma through the upper Midwest have been dealing with blizzard conditions.
Authorities shut down interstate highways and schools because of the treacherous conditions. There have been power outages throughout the Midwest and thousands of flight cancellations. United and American Airlines say they won't be flying any planes in and out of Chicago's O'Hare today. In Oklahoma, Frank Gresh with the Oklahoma City Ambulance Service says one of the big problems there has been abandoned cars in snow.
In one case, we actually had the crew get out on foot with their cot and equipment and had to walk several blocks to get to the house where the patient was located.
Now the blizzard has its sights set on the storm-battered northeast, which will have to deal with yet another round of snow, ice, and blustery winds. Cheryl Corley, NPR News.
A powerful cyclone is bearing down on flood-ravaged northeastern Australia. Thousands of people being evacuated there. Forecasters say the storm could dump more than 2 feet of rain on coastal areas of Australia. At least 9 people are dead and 25 others wounded in a suicide bomb attack in northwestern Pakistan. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports the blast took place near Peshawar, which has been the scene of a series of recent attacks.
Authorities say the bomber was attempting to maneuver his explosive-laden car through traffic, even stopping to ask the driver of a passenger van to clear the way for him. Police say the intended target appears to have been a police station, but failing to reach it in the congestion, the bomber blasted a market. The stream of attacks challenges the claims of progress against militants in the area. In the provisional southwest capital of Quetta, meanwhile, a dozen assailants posing as paramilitary troops killed 4 police officers and critically wounded a 5th. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
Police in India say at least 18 young job seekers who were clinging to the rooftop of an overcrowded train have been killed. They were swept off the train when it passed under a low bridge. This is NPR News from Washington. Senate Republicans are pressing ahead with their effort to force a vote on repeal of the new health care law. The move comes in the form of a GOP amendment to an unrelated aviation bill. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says the law's requirement that Americans have medical insurance is wrong.
The state can no more compel Americans to buy health insurance under the Constitution than it can compel them to buy vitamins. Even if it concluded they'd be good for our health.
McConnell says all 47 Senate Republicans will vote for the repeal, but they need 60 votes to prevail, and Senate Democratic leaders say the repeal effort will fail. A new study finds no net increase in the number of illegal immigrants living in the U.S. last year. The Pew Hispanic Center puts that number at about 11 million. Danielle Carson reports the economic downturn and stepped-up enforcement along the Mexican border have been holding down the number of people entering the United States illegally.
Illegal immigration topped off at 12 million in 2007 during the housing boom. But as the economy soured, the flow of undocumented workers fell. Pew demographer Jeffrey Passell says illegal immigration could pick up now that the economy is on stronger footing.
When the U.S. economy's improved, we've seen increasing flows of undocumented immigrants, and the numbers could increase if the economy improves, because that is consistent with the historical pattern.
The report says the number of illegal immigrants fell in Virginia, Florida, and Nevada since 2007. Analysts say thousands of construction workers, many of whom are illegal immigrants, got sacked during the housing bust. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
And I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.